Okay, the last time we talked about some of the different kinds of roads that you had, and you mentioned that a highway and a street and a dirt road and a lane. Can you tell me where those would be and what they would be made of?
Well, the highways, public highways, would be made of tar, asphalt, concrete, and I would say the lanes would be dirt roads on a farm, maybe the road leading into the farm, and maybe the road that would be leading from the highway to the house would be called the driveway.
Any other kinds of roads that you might have? What would you call maybe a little, say you had a little trail there that you drive your cattle down when you were taking them to the pasture, any name for that?
Cow trail, I suppose we would refer to it as a trail, or path.
And what do you call the thing along the side of the street in the city for people to walk on?
The sidewalk.
Let me ask you, have you ever heard anybody, when you have a sidewalk, you have a street, and you have the strip of grass used in the sidewalk. Have you ever heard anybody have a name for that strip of grass?
Yes, but when you ask me these questions, it slips my mind. Meridian or the, of course, avenues you think about with the grass in the center with maybe palms or flowers growing, but median, is that what you call it? I can't remember. I think that's right.
Now, say you were walking along the road and a dog jumped out at you. What would you do? You might pick up a
stick and hit him with it, or defend yourself.
Yeah, or you might say, I picked up a rock and
threw it at him.
If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they say, no, he's not
home today, or not here.
Let's see, what do you usually drink for breakfast around here?
I drink coffee, orange juice, and coffee.
Coffee and orange juice. How do you make coffee? Could you tell me?
Well, I make mine in a...
Oh, we were interrupted by a little music a little while ago. You were going to tell me how to make coffee. Could you tell me how to make coffee?
Well, I make mine in a coffee pot on the stove. But we do have electric percolators and drippolators.
What's a drippolator?
That is where the coffee is. The water is dripped through the coffee, one drop at a time. Like New Orleans Cafe au lait. It's real strong.
How would your mother and father have made coffee years ago?
Well, my grandmother would have simply boiled the grounds in the coffee pot. And then you let it sit a while and let the grounds settle to the bottom of the pot before you pour the coffee.
Is there any name for letting it sit a while like that?
Well,
you say that
settle is what we would call it, but with tea, you know, you let it steep. Of course, they parched and ground their coffee in a ground it in a coffee grinder.
I see. How do you take your coffee?
With cream and sugar.
Some people take it with cream and sugar, and some people take it
without cream or sugar.
And